is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the banquet is almost over. Today's dish is the main event. However, tomorrow's dish is going to be dessert. Now, this article was sent to me by the master chef, Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 23rd of September. Indian man terminates girlfriend with axe over affair suspicions. In a violent incident, an Indian man hacked his girlfriend to death with an axe after he suspected that she was having an affair. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Ah, Maskistan. We all knew that Maskistan was definitely going to make an appearance at this banquet. The incident happened in the district of Jaipur. It was reported that the man believed his girlfriend was having an affair after he hacked into her WhatsApp. The matter came to light on September 22nd, when the young woman's body was found near a bridge. Police were immediately called. Officers arrived at the scene and launched a murder investigation. The victim was identified as 24-year-old Devki Shakrish, a community health officer posted in Katangar. Police also recovered an axe, the victim's scooter, and a gamucha. Officers informed her family about what happened. Family members turned up at the scene and told the officers that Devki was in a relationship with a man named Manoj Kumar. During questioning, Kumar admitted to terminating the young woman. He told officers that he and Devki had been in a relationship for 4 years. They were living together in Raipur until Devki was posted to Katangar. Kumar remained in Raipur while his girlfriend moved to Katangar. At that point, he should have ended the relationship. Gentlemen, once you're with a girlfriend and she's posted somewhere else, or you're posted somewhere else where you're going to be apart, end the relationship. Long distance relationships are not a good idea. Devki would return to Raipur to see her boyfriend. However, Kumar became suspicious of Devki because she started to act differently compared to before. That right there was the red flag he needed to end the relationship right there. Kumar told police that he hacked into his girlfriend's WhatsApp and discovered her messages to another man. Gentlemen, the days of old are gone. Once you suspect that the woman you're in a relationship with is entertaining other men, cut it off. Period. Now, of course, I'm talking about men who are not legally married. If you are legally married and you find your wife is stepping out, hey, so many guys would say you should never cheat on your wife. Bullshit. I'm not of that camp. I'm of that camp of equivalent exchange. If you're stepping out on me, guess what? Two can play this game. Damn the court of public opinion. Because I made a video a long, long, long time ago. It doesn't matter. It's going to be your fault regardless. So if you're already going to be guilty of the crime in the court of public opinion, fuck it. Do it. Believing she was having an affair, an enraged Kumar decided to take extreme action. He spoke to Devki and said that he wanted to take her to Jashpur for a shopping trip. They traveled to the area on their respective scooters, but suddenly Kumar stopped, prompting Devki to also stop. Kumar then demanded to know who Devki was speaking to. When she did not answer, Kumar pulled out an axe he was carrying and struck Devki, terminating her in broad daylight. He then dropped the axe and fled the scene on his scooter. Locals had been nearby and rushed to the scene, calling the police. Kumar remains in custody while an investigation is ongoing. It is not known whether the victim was having an affair with the man she was messaging. I would say at this point, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in public. I gotta give this one a 5. Method of execution, the axe of agony. Of course, I'm giving that one a 10. Psychological impact, the fact that it did go down in public, I gotta give that one a 10. And for the brutality factor, an axe, yeah, not a good way to go. I gotta give this one a 10. However, he didn't go complete Viking style or it would have been higher. So the Indian Viking, Kumar the Cutter, gets a score of 35. Gentlemen, as long as this world allows women to put themselves in the position to where their fidelity can be called to question, we're going to continue to have episodes of men putting on the mask. Hey, what more can I say? Social media has been a godsend when it comes to this. Why? Because so many women are actually putting themselves out saying, yeah, I cheated, this, that, and the other. But more men are realizing women have went ahead, and put their playbook out. Yep, dual mating strategy is always in play with modern women. They want the guy who's the dependable guy, but yet they still want to be able to monkey wrench at the same time. However, more and more men are saying, oh, no. You're not going to keep me going the traditional route while you be modern. Oh, that's not going to happen. Hey, ladies, keep trying the dual mating strategy. Go ahead. However, when you come across the right guy and he finds out, things might not end well for you. And what am I going to do? I'm going to sit back. I'm going to report it. And the guys over here, they're going to sit back. They're going to have their popcorn and drinks, and they're going to enjoy the show. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, understand this. the power, social power, the power of the simps, all the power that you think you have that will actually protect you will go out. Feminism and hiding behind the psychological warfare to make your boyfriend feel insecure or whatever shaming tactic that you want to use that allows you to get your way will go out right along with it, because more and more men are simply saying, damn the court of public opinion. Infidelity is the most disrespectful thing you can do to me. And when I find out, I just might decide to take matters into my own hands. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.